now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspapers. Read the Beacon Newspapers. TheBeaconNewspapers.com is their website if you want to read it online or pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations. Everywhere you look, there's a Beacon Newspaper. Stuart Rosenthal, what do you got for us today?
Oh, it's a nice opening. I appreciate that. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, great.
You're welcome.
A couple of good health stories, I think, this time.
All right.
Macular degeneration. That's a big name. That's this. It's called AMD, age-related macular degeneration. It's an eye disease that causes loss of vision, ultimately blindness.
Yes.
Comes in different kinds. It's wet and it's dry. Anyway, people have been trying to find treatments that really help. And to the extent they find things that sort of slow it down a little bit and keep people seeing a little bit better. But now they've come up with a drug that's still in early testing, but it seems very promising for a certain percentage of people with AMD who have a gene variant that causes their problem.
Okay.
Because this gene apparently has to do with affecting the immune system and causing the immune system to attack the cells in the retina. So there's a drug that tamps that down, tamps down that immune reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So they did this study, and they first of all, just, you know, 130 people, and they found it was, you know, modestly helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they worked it down and found that of those 130 people, 60% of them had this gene variant, among them 44% less damage than those who were... They did not have the gene from this drug.
Huh.
So that's a big improvement.
Yes.
So it's something to keep an eye out for. It's called, let me get this right here, lampalizumab. But anyway, it's going to be tested. It's going to be, by the end of the year, hopefully they'll have some more results, and that could be some nice solution for a lot of people who have this devastating disease.
It'd be nice. They could turn the light on for the lampalizumab.
I'm sure that's why they named it that.
That's what they did. That's right.
Must have been. So here's something interesting. Drug companies.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that there are these new treatments that are $100,000 a year or even $100,000 a month or an injection, these crazy prices, right?
Yes.
So insurance companies are often not willing to cover them. You know, if you find that you have one of these rare conditions and this drug would help you,
right,
the insurance company says, no, I'm sorry, you know, you got to pay for this out of pocket. You can't afford that.
Right.
So, and the reason why the insurance company is so reluctant is because these drugs don't often work or they don't work that well that it is worth the money.
Right.
So what they're starting to do now, and this is very clever, there have been negotiations between the insurance companies and the drug makers, that if the drug doesn't work as promised or doesn't work in this person, the manufacturer will give a rebate or even a refund to the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's giving a check back to you if you happen to be the patient, but nonetheless, it's going to hopefully make it easier for people to qualify to get these drugs under insurance coverage because they'll know that the insurance company won't be out as much if it doesn't work.
I like the idea.
Isn't that cool?
You know, it gives a little bit of a guarantee that the drug will actually cause an improvement. I guess it's just quantifying what that guarantee will be. What does improvement? Like, if you say cholesterol, then you can measure cholesterol.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Amgen has a cholesterol drug that's fairly expensive, $14,000 a year compared to the $300 for the generic stuff.
That's fairly expensive.
Fairly expensive.
Stuart, yes.
So what they say is they'll offer full refunds to insurers if patients have a heart attack or stroke while on the drug. So the line could be heart attack or your money back. No heart attack or your money back. Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to cut you some slack.
I need it.
$14,000 for a cholesterol drug.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that must be for a very particular person where
nothing else works for. Right.
You know, the other lipids don't work.
Right. And they have very, very high cholesterol and or danger of risk of stroke.
Yeah. Fascinating. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper. Pick up your free copy at many locations around the D.C. area. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Earlier, we had Ken Manning on the show, and Ken is organizing the Hospice Cup, which supports the hospice organizations for Montgomery County, for actually Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And if you missed it, it was a great interview about this regatta that comes up in September. It'll be September 16th in Annapolis. It's a 501c3. And wonderful events that lead up to that. They'll have over 100 boats in the regatta, some speeding, some just sailing for fun. Spectator boat, 5 p.m., biggest and best shore party around to be had. If you want more information, again, reach out to Hospice Cup at hospicecup.org or email Ken Manning directly at kmanning@smc3.com. Ken shared that he is going through the process of right-sizing, and you know, it was a year and a half ago when we first talked about him approaching this. And at the point, he was honest with me, as clients that I've met with the last few weeks have been honest with me, as I've invited you to call me and my team and invite us over to talk through your thinking and your process. Sometimes you're still years away, and that's okay with us. because we see ourselves as coaches in the preparation process, as well as excellent salespeople and marketing and negotiators and so on. And so, especially in the right sizing process, emotionally, it's hard to let go of the things we own. It's hard to think about making a transition. And having someone who's disinterested in where you go, and I'll say that again, disinterested in where you go in the sense that there's no incentive for us to have you go one place or another. Our goal is to help you where you are, which may include staying where you are for a much longer period of time. We invite you to contact us to discuss, as Ken did a year and a half ago, about how do I approach this? Maybe we're thinking about a couple years from now, and what kinds of things do we need to know to do between now and then? We do that. We do that and so much more at the Eric Stewart Group. I come from a family of doctors. And so, like a physician, my dad was chief of staff at Columbia Hospital for Women, that is used to be in D.C. And my grandfathers were, one was the head of orthopedics at Walter Reed back in the day, and the other one ran the Shriners Hospital in Oahu. My cousin is a doctor, my uncle, doctor, and so on. So I think like a doctor. I think in the best bedside manner doctor you have out there. What can I do to give you the best advice on how you can make a good choice for you? You know, sometimes the best thing is physical therapy and not surgery, right? So coming in and giving people direction on one choice is not the best option. It's better to give them multiple choices and send them off in research and give them some ideas. So we want to do that for you. If you're interested and want to reach out to us, call us at toll-free 800-900-9104. We've got a lady who's on call right now and can take your call if you're interested. And we'll be happy to come out, schedule a time to meet with you and discuss what your thinking is and how we can help you. Again, even if it's some time off in the future, we'll guide you. We also have a guide called the Right Sizing Guide, which I wrote based upon all of the hundreds of conversations that I've had with people who want to downsize and want to think about that. What's the right size for me? You know, there's 7 places you can move. Just 7. They include staying where you are. Now, that's not really moving, I agree, but if you think about downsizing what you have in the house and staying where you are, you've kind of moved into your house, but with a different environment within the house. You also could rent an apartment someplace. You could move into a continuing care retirement community. You could go to assisted living if you need some additional support, and perhaps somebody that you love has got a memory care issue, and you need to consider that. You also could move multi-generationally, that is, to move with the kids. In fact, we met with a couple just this past week who are in the process of considering that very thing. They want to move with the kids, and frankly, they're going to work their economies, their incomes together, and make their lives more affordable and open up their future together financially by living together. You never considered it. Well, maybe you won't ever consider it, but if you would, you can look at that, and we'll be happy to chat that through with you as well. Okay, so our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. Call us if you're getting ready. Now, honesty is a word which is sometimes hard-wrought. Sometimes it requires a lot of soul-searching to come to a point of honesty about what's happening in a relationship. Now, in real estate, we are hired to sell homes, but we are in the process of helping our clients also face truths in their own lives. And the best way to do that is help them come to a decision for themselves, which is why when we meet with people who are downsizing and we give them options and they ask us questions, we're not overly directive. We give them insight, but we give them opinions based upon what we know, always predicated on what we feel is best for them, but always respectful of their direction, right? It's about giving people information, but then following their lead as they're the one that would be hiring us. When a client hires us to work with them, it's important that we give them that truth in every aspect of the transaction, which includes the preparation process. What kinds of things will make you money? What won't? In the negotiation, what would cost you the transaction by not saying yes to a buyer, perhaps on a functional issue, something broken or otherwise, or just guiding them through the process of mover choices and plumber choices and those kinds of things. For all of that kind of information, that's what we give you at the Eric Stewart Group. You can go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information on our group or to download your free right-sizing guide. Right back after the break with so much more. Don't go away.